What's up, YouTube? Welcome to Sexual Frequency, a non-judgmental place where we can play, explore, and vibe into the new paradigm of intimacy and sexuality together. I'm your host, Goddess Lore, and this pussy's on fire. I am feeling so alive today. It is the start of Hispanic Heritage Month, and I can feel the energy of my ancestors in my veins, or the tequila. I mean, one of the two, or both, probably both, baby. And I'm just so excited to be here. Tonight, we're going to be talking about dating in the new paradigm. And what the hell does that even mean? What does that mean? We're going to explore. We're going to dive in. We're going to dip our toes into what that concept is. And as always, setting the vibe for us tonight and every night is my boy to my right, Rick Rock with the hard cock. Hey, I'm so happy to be sitting next to you tonight, Rick.
What's up, mama? What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
I'm glad that you're doing good. How's your week going?
It's going. You know, been a little busy. So football's back and, you know, fantasy sports and all that stuff. All that good stuff. All that guy stuff.
Can I just tell you that I was texting Rick at the end of before the Raider game ended. Oh, the roller coaster
of emotions.
Of emotions. So crazy. So good. We know what suffering and love is all about, right, Rick? Because we're Raider fans.
Yeah. Definitely.
So we definitely enjoyed that together, even though he was at the Dodger game. Yeah, but I was giving him the play-by-play.
Yeah, that was fun.
The play-by-play, baby, because Chucky was making us sweat, let me tell you. And I'm super excited also because there's a very special guest in the studio sitting to my left. I want to invite you guys right now to go onto our live YouTube channel because you have to see this goddess who is sitting right next to me.
Hey.
She's beautiful. She is sultry. She is a creatress. She does all the things. She has beautiful energy. Aww. We connected immediately when I met this woman. Like, she is just so warm, fun, and authentic. And I gravitate toward that. And she is simply Ray.
Thank you. I am. That was so beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, it's... It doesn't do you justice. Oh, I can tell you that because so I'm a person who is really into energy. Mm. And I just, from the moment I met you, I was like, I love her. She's amazing.
I felt the same way. I was like, I need to know her.
You see, is it our Pisces and our Venus and Pisces? Maybe.
That's what.
We're discovering a lot about ourselves tonight, guys.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so Ray, tell the freaks a little bit about yourself. What are all the things you do? Because I introduced you as a creatress. So share, because, you know, you have a full array of things that you do.
I do lots of things. To go down the list, I am a creator. I am a photographer, videographer. I do graphic design. I do social media management. I create stickers in my free time. I just got into modeling. I'm a writer. I do a lot of things. I do lots of things.
Listen, and she is fucking glowing, guys. Like, she's just so gorgeous. I can't even right now. She made me break a sweat earlier. We were on ladies' night together, and the topic was flirting, and she started engaging me with her eyes, and I was like, Ray, don't do that, grandma. Start scooting my chair a lot closer to you.
I'm like, come on over.
Yeah, I love it. Before we get started, Rick, let the people know what time it is.
It's that pre-roll time, yo.
Yes, it's pre-roll time. You know, we got to give that special shout out to our sponsors. And this episode is brought to you by Vision Smoke Shop, baby. Let them hook you up with all of your smoking essentials. They're here for all of your needs. They've been smoking the competition for decades, providing you with everything that you can possibly think of under the sun. Stores located in Cali, Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico, baby. From Santa Barbara to San Diego, Vision's got you. Google the closest location and let them know that Goddess and Rick sent you. In this episode is also brought to you by Nuggy Farms. Yes. Yeah. Located in the beautiful hills of Mendocino County, in the heart of that Emerald Triangle that we know and love because we get that good from their baby. 10 out of 10, highly recommend the product. Look for the name. It is coming to a dispensary near you. Nuggy Farms. Rick, what they got to do when they put that tip on their lip?
You got to think of us, y'all.
Think of Goddess.
That's nice.
Think of Rick. Think of both of us. I mean, yeah. You know, take your pick.
Why not?
Yeah. We kinky. Share us with your friends.
Sharing is caring, everyone.
It definitely is. Absolutely. So shout out to our sponsors. Thank you. Be on the lookout because we are going to have some giveaways coming. You're not going to want to miss it because, you know, it's getting cold outside.
Yeah.
And Visions is hooking us up with some like zip up hoodies. Hey. And we want to, you know, we want to bring in the familia in on this and, you know, raffle a couple of those off. So get ready for that. It's going to be coming very soon. And like I said earlier, we are live on YouTube, so you can join us either on Lotus Hustle Life or TGN Latinx. Come sit on my lap, baby girl, baby boy, baby they, them. I got room for all of you.
Right.
That's right,
oh,
y'all.
And Ray too. Ray and Ricky are like, we here for it. All of us, come through.
Come sit on it.
She said, come sit on it.
Yeah.
Ray, we just be vibing tonight. I love this. This is going to be a great
This is
going
to be a good show right here.
It's going to be real good.
Real talk.
Just a reminder that the Compassionate Slut Hotline is open.
That's right. Please
feel free to call in because this is a dating episode. We're going to discuss dating in the new paradigm. And like, first of all, what the fuck does that mean? We're going to talk, the things. But if you have any dating questions, feel free to call us up on the Compassionate Slut Hotline. You can get there through the Good News Radio Network app. It's that little icon with the phone. It's going to patch you right through. And you know how excited we get when we hear that phone ring. We get so giddy. Like, we know some good goods coming with it. Ooh, so okay. Call us.
Don't be shy now.
And yeah, don't be shy because we're not about being shy. Every part of you is welcome here at Sexual Frequency. We are non-judgmental, babe. We are here as compassionate sluts because we want everybody to live authentically and live a life full of juiciness, full of eros, feeling all of their erotic energy. Okay. Because this is so awesome and amazing and everybody should be there. So today is a special day because it is the first day of Hispanic Heritage Month. And so I thought that it would be really important for us to do a segment highlighting all the sick ass foods and sick ass foodias of our history. And so today I picked one of my favorites, a woman who is just so inspiring. Give me a second. If you're on YouTube, you know exactly who the fuck it is because I be doing the most. And I brought one of my artworks of her. And beautiful. Frida Kahlo, man, genius, self-taught painter from Mexico, brown, queer, disabled, the first Mexican artist to have a piece in the Louvre.
Wow.
How can we not look up to this?
I know, for real though.
Woman. She is so inspirational and she was so important to the art community, to the Mexican community, to the queer community. She was also I'm losing the word. She was a what were the Russians? God, my son talks about this all the time. Communists.
I say commies?
Yes, she was part of the Mexican Communist Party. Mm. She also even, she had an affair with Trotsky. Oh. And it was even believed that she might have known the person. Well, she knew the person who actually ended up killing him after they got asylum for him to live in Mexico. Such a fascinating life that this woman led. She was known to have many lovers, both male and female. One of them being Chavela Vargas, who is a very famous Mexican singer as well. And I just thought, like, who else would be the perfect person to highlight today on Sexual Frequency? And when we're going to talk about dating in the new paradigm, right? Yeah. Because we're talking about the life that she lived. She was married to Diego Rivera, who was also another very famous painter, muralist. They got divorced. They got back together. I mean, it was really, I feel like they were trying to figure out and navigate what dating in the new paradigm looked like.
Right.
Because they were both known to have affairs, but always come back to each other. And so I thought that she was the perfect person because, again, the topic tonight is, you know, dating in the new paradigm. Rick, what do we have going on? Because I see a comment.
Yeah, we got Spiritual Slut in the chat line saying,
hey, mama.
She was such a boss. OG chingona.
Yes, absolutely.
Keith Good News in there saying, I love Ray with a heart emoji.
Hi, Keith, I love you too.
Keith, we love when Keith is up in the chat always.
Right. What up, Keith?
Right. Keith is another person who I just gravitate toward.
Yeah. He
has so much always. And so easily. Yeah. Like just the pure energy is just like you said, you could feel like how somebody like what the essence of who they are is. Mm-hmm. So I'm in good company. You know, that's we're in right. good company, Rick. We picked the right familia right here.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah. So let me get back to Frida really quick because. When I went to Paris, I did a tour that was on, of course I'm going to forget this shit now. Like it's basically like the Seine, the river divides the different parts of the city. And there's one part that's like extremely artistic. The other side was more like the traditional banking kind of side.
Okay.
So it was almost like right brain, left brain situation going on, honestly. Right? In Paris. Yeah. And it was a tour and there was a couple other women on the tour with me. One of them was a woman from, I want to say that the one giving the tour, she was from like Switzerland. There was another Asian woman on the tour with us. And all of the questions that the person on the tour guide asked, this Asian woman knew about like all of these artists. She talked about, you know, because we went to places where like James Baldwin would hang out and Hemingway. And then we were passing these shops and in the shop, it was this beautiful display of Frida Kahlo's work and, you know, all of these, you know, beautiful things that you can buy.
Yeah.
And she didn't know who Frida Kahlo was.
So you got to enlighten her.
Oh, man. It was like, one, I got upset right off the bat. Like, this bitch knows every fucking one that this lady is asking about. Like, she'd be their best friends. Like, oh, yeah, you know, James Baldwin was my homeboy because I fucking know everything about him. And she didn't know Frida Kahlo. So instantly it was like, I got upset. But then I was like, no, this is like kind of beautiful because I'm a queer, brown, single woman.
Yeah.
Traveling in Paris by myself.
Girl.
And I get to tell this woman she is a motherfucking icon. Do you not know the cover of French Vogue? Hello? Like everybody knows that, but I guess they don't. I guess not everybody. She knew everybody else though. And it was such a moment for me. To see that, to be able to go into the shop. And I bought all kinds of stuff for my sisters. And I was just like, it just made me so happy to be in a place that was so foreign.
Yeah.
And I didn't know back then that she was like, her artwork was the very first Mexican piece to ever be like in the Louvre. That's fucking huge.
It's literally monumental.
Right. Like in the art world, it's kind of unheard of. Is usually the firsts are always dicks, always men, right? Always penises. We love the penises. Don't get us wrong. But, you know, we're kind of tired of the patriarchy. And this is what the new paradigm is about. Is, you know, getting to a place where we can live our lives authentically, mm-hmm. and bring down these oppressive systems that just constantly suppress who we are and want to make us fit into these other boxes that are just like constructs that there's no real reason for it other than suppression, oppression, literally. Repression, all of mm-hmm. those things. Power, right? The people who created these structures. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about new paradigm, it's like it really is like a shift in consciousness. It's a shift in awareness. And so I thought it'd be interesting to talk about that in dating, because okay. the dating world now is bonkers.
It's trash.
It is bonkers, right? And like my experience was like I was in a long-term marriage, mm-hmm. like 20 years locked in with that. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm thrust
in. Like dropped you off and like this yeah. and this
married. So my friends, when they took me to my divorce party, right, the theme was dile no a child bride, which is say no to child brides, because I was 19 when I met my dude. They're like girl, you got married at 24, you mm-hmm. was a baby.
Yeah.
And then I get dropped into yeah what dating is now, and my first thought went to like, whoa, I'm going to be so inexperienced mm-hmm. that men are going to be like, who is this? Like this bitch don't know anything.
Nothing. Yeah.
You know, and I meant more like sexually too. I felt mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. Feeling like, no, men are going to want somebody who is a little more experienced, right. you know what they're doing, mm-hmm. their little season. Boy, was I wrong, mm-hmm. because they are still looking for fucking not prudes, mm-hmm. but looking for women who haven't been with a lot of men. And I was shocked about that. Before we get into any more of that, Ray, I want to ask you, like, what is your dating philosophy? Like, you're single.
I am single. I'm mingling. I am currently dating. I use apps and people who I run into in the streets. but yeah, my philosophy is just to, right now, it's just to have a good time. Like, have fun. Make sure that I'm having fun. I think that's where I'm at right now. Like, make sure okay. it's my fun too.
So are you looking to date somebody just in the realm of keeping it fun and keeping it casual?
No. I am looking to date someone who also wants something a little bit more long-term.
Okay.
But I'm okay if long-term doesn't mean like marriage or anything like that. I'm just like
the longevity. One.
The one. Let's find the one in all these seas of ones, and let's just make them all one each other.
There's only one. His name is Neo.
Yeah, no. I'm right now. I'm just looking for more, lack of better terms, consistency. That's really it.
So consistency, like dating.
Yes.
Consistency. Mm-hmm. Fucking consistent. We talk all the things here.
I love it. I'm looking for consistent sex.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's just be real honest.
Yes.
That is what I'm looking for. I'm not trying to keep fucking these random people.
Right.
And it doesn't do anything for me. And so I'm like, I would like to definitely meet someone who is willing to be just as explorative. And I would just really like to find someone who is willing to be on the ride so I could ride.
I love yeah, that. I'm right. looking for something yeah. very similar, girl. Mm-hmm. Like we mm-hmm. are on the same girl, page. Are we the same person?
Are we the same person right here? Is girl, this here? Is like, this what's happening?
What? What? I mean, you know, yeah. I don't, nobody approaches me in the street like they do Ray, but
I don't know. The ones I who do approach, I'm like, walk away. I'm like, oh God.
You're like,
I'm like, thank you so much.
Better
thank
know.
You so much, but I'm going to go ahead and walk away. I'm probably missing out a whole bunch of blessings, but I'm just like, you know, we're good.
You know, but being somebody who, if you are very energetically sensitive, or you're mm-hmm. somebody who's intuitive that way, it yeah. is so much better mm-hmm. to meet somebody in person. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I kind of struggle with too, because like, you know, I'm like, I'm not looking for a texting friend.
Yeah, no.
I'm
fucking, I have enough pen pals. Thank
I'm
you.
So
yeah, we don't need those.
Sick of that.
Nah.
Like, no.
And plus, I'm a very emotional person. And so, which is something I definitely recently tapped into. So with text messages, there's not much emotion coming through that. So I'm very much someone who needs like phone calls and in-person interactions. I want to hear the cadence in your voice when you say different things. I want to hear like just how, I just want to hear your voice. Like, you know, it's warmth there, and and texting is very cold. Texting very cold. Is very much like it's very miscommunicative. Like,
totally.
You really can't understand what people are saying with just words.
Right.
Even though I love words, but like it kind of opens it up for interpretation. And that I need no interpretation. Yeah. Tell me what the hell is happening. So I'm like straight on. Like, let's talk about this if that's what it is. Yeah.
You're like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
No. Like, what are you trying
to say? What are you trying to say? And just say it if that's the case.
Like, it's like the flirting thing we were talking about, right? It's like you're both flirting, but do you flirt like this with everybody?
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, lay it out there.
Just lay it out there so I know. I'm not like signals and signs and all that stuff. I show up. And so please just show up as yourself and be blunt about it. So
I love that. That's probably the best dating advice you're going to hear ever. Show up as yourself.
Yeah,
that's it. Everybody else is taken.
Yeah.
Be the best you that you can be. What about you, Rick Rock? Ooh. What? Let the people know what your dating philosophy is, where you're at in terms of relating in the new paradigm.
Well, you know, you gotta have fun for sure. You know what I mean? I'm currently single, but, I mean, you know, everyone's got their situations, I guess, but you know, the most important thing is always to just have fun, try it out. You know what I mean? There's more pressure, I think, for guys gotta be the ones that kind of, you know, got to hit up on a girl. Although with the new dating apps and stuff like that, I guess it's kind of easier. I personally haven't tried any of that. I'm still old school in my ways of like, you know, going out.
Right. You want to meet somebody. Now.
But, you know, it's been a while. COVID killed everything. And, you know, now it's going to be funny because then when you do go to the bar, it's like, hey, are you vaxxed?
COVID is that's the new, be like the new
line. Yeah. Right. That's going to be like a new line right there. Are you vaxxed or what?
What's up?
What's up?
Right. I posed this question in my school group that I'm in. It's like in the mindset of a new paradigm, what are the questions that you ask? Like when you're dating and somebody put, is your sperm vaccinated? I was like, bruh, like this is real life. It's real like life. It's crazy out in these streets right now. So Rick, you're in a place where you want to things happen more organically. Are you out there seeking it though? Are you going out to places?
Well, I mean, not yet, you know, not fully like 100%, you know, COVID's still kind of killing stuff, you know, killing the mood, I should say. But eventually, yeah, I mean, that's the plan, you know, to do that or, you know, try the online dating apps or whatever. But I don't know. I think for me, yeah, I mean, I'm old school. I'm still used to, I like going out. I like to, you know, feel the vibes, you know, be with someone, you know, get to know someone right there and then, right. Or you see someone right then and there and then, you know, you just, you know, walk up and, you know, you shoot your shot, you know, like they say. So hopefully that'll happen soon, you know, once everything kind of gets normal again. But I'm totally, you know, I'm totally down to do the dating apps as well. So, you know, I might set up a profile there.
Maybe this is an ongoing segment that we can do. Okay. Because Rick is, you're a virgin when it comes to dating apps.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. You know how much I love popping cherries on sexual frequency. Okay,
we're gonna have to set up
we're gonna have to discuss this off air.
This is gonna be another segment coming soon.
A segment coming soon. Can we have your name be Rick Rock with our
I want to see how many girls are gonna be like, hey, interesting, you know, how many are gonna
it's an attention grabber, really. Yeah,
really. Or they're gonna be like, oh god, you know, this
like,
guy,
who is come this on. Guy yeah, why does he think so highly? It's like, you should think highly of yourself.
Well, exactly. Definitely. I mean, it is about confidence, you know, you gotta have that confidence.
Yeah, and like, listen, who's gonna hype you up? Like, you have to hype yourself.
You gotta be your own hype man. Yeah, exactly.
Always,
for sure. I agree with that.
What about you?
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah,
I am in a place, and I feel like maybe a lot of people are in this place in dating, and maybe that's why things are the way they are. Because I feel like we're in this weird transition. Where things are changing, right? Paradigms are shifting. Oppressive structures are very slowly mm-hmm. falling apart. Mm-hmm. People are more open to other possibilities now, you know, where monogamy is not necessarily the only way.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more, I don't want to say more common, but, mm-hmm. you know, more people are open to hearing about, you know, different dating styles. If you're mm-hmm. open relationship, if you're polyamorous, mm-hmm. All of these things. And I think that I go from one day wanting a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I want my kinky bae.
Yeah.
Before anybody else.
Yeah.
He gonna be number one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, we gonna be doing all of the kinky things and yeah. have a very new, this is what I want. I'm gonna put it, speak it to the universe.
Say it. Say it so we can hear it.
I want a kinky bae.
Okay.
He's gonna be my number one. Okay. My main relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to do the things together. Yeah. To build and grow and, you know, fucking make the world a better place. Because okay. that's what the fuck we're here for. Mm-hmm. I feel. But I also want to be able to have a very open relationship where we can have like, curate like nuanced like sexual experiences mm-hmm. together. So I guess it's like I want monogamy, I want marriage, I do want to get married,
yeah,
but I want to be in an open situation.
I hear that,
where it's like the terms get defined mm-hmm. by the two of us. That's why we were talking earlier yeah. about the flirting situation, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. And it's like mm-hmm. see, I'm different. Mm-hmm. Like if I see my dude out there and he's getting attention, I'm like yeah, get it babe, bring her home.
Exactly. Okay. What? Really? I was like, bring her over,
bring her.
Like bring I her like this one. Way. Like I'm really? Like, shoot it for the both of us. I'm putting you out there
why,
so you can.
Why
get
can't
it.
All women yes. be like that? Why can't all women think
because
like that?
We've been repressed and suppressed, Rick. Yeah. And this is what we are here for, to do the Lord's work.
That's right.
And
to amen say to mm-hmm. amen to that. Mm-hmm.
That all of that is okay.
It's all okay.
You know, like, okay. I have these visions of being in the bar with, like, going to the bar with my, you know, kinky bae,
mm-hmm.
my mans, and we just be, like, you know, looking, like, oh, who do you like? Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. know, test the waters. Like, right. go out there, babe. Let and me see what you could get.
Let's
like,
see what you pull up there.
Yes,
and
exactly.
pull it right on back over here.
Exactly. Like, that's, oh, my God, it. That's, like, my desire. I, like, oh, want that mm-hmm. so
I need to record fabulous. That shit when that's going down.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again. This pussy's on fire.
Fire.
Spiritual slut said yes, calling in all the kinky bays.
Yeah.
Calling like, all the kinky bays, I should say.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa, where mm-hmm. he's not gonna feel any type of way about yeah. me either, mm-hmm. you know, because it's the being committed to that relationship.
Yeah.
And you deciding mm-hmm. what the parameters of what you want your life to be and right. not society, right? Mm-hmm. Not like any other people, or it has to be this way or not this way, right. or how can you do that, or the right. jealousy. And to me, like when it comes to pleasure, I love seeing somebody that I care about, like be in pleasure. And even and it's not me doing mm-hmm. it. It mm-hmm. could be somebody else. And I'm just like, oh, my okay. God, okay. like, get it. OK, because okay. that's making me
Isn't
happy.
There a word
it's filling
for this?
Me up.
Isn't there a word for that? Like, it starts with like a C. Like,
something. Well, I know there's like cuckolds. That's a little different.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to find it. But I think
find
a word
it, girl.
For that.
There has to be a yeah. word. I should be knowing this word, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm about that. And okay. I want somebody to be able to experience that mm-hmm. with me also.
Mm-hmm.
Like not be possessive and be like, yeah, you know what? We're going to go fuck this guy. Mm-hmm. We're listen, let me be very clear to the universe.
Clear.
I want a queer kinky bae.
Yes.
Who's going to go all the ways. All the ways.
All the ways.
You and me, baby.
Everywhere.
We're gonna go top, we're gonna go bottom,
side,
we're gonna side go sideways, to side.
Back, front,
back, front,
upside down, flip it over,
oh, right,
oh, reverse it,
reverse it.
I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
All of that.
Yeah. So let me be very clear. I want yeah. a bi kinky bae,
mm-hmm.
and but also somebody who's going to be committed to me in the ways of other ways of intimacy that I'm looking for.
Okay.
You know, I want to like leave the studio and be like, "Hey, what up, babe? Mm-hmm. Like, what you doing? I'm gonna come through."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want.
I hear you.
I don't know if the dating apps are where I can find that, though, if I'm being, you know, really honest.
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, aren't these dating apps mostly just for hookups?
I mean, mostly.
I mean, I know you can find, you know, some people get lucky. Yeah, I mean, they do. But aren't they, wouldn't most people think that these online apps are strictly just for a hookup? Like, your first impression of that, or you know,
from my experience, that's what I've been coming across. But I have heard that there are people on there that are, you know, looking for something serious. But from what I've experienced, they're all trying to hook up. That's pretty much it. So.
And not just that, they're being fuckboys about it.
Yeah, so it's like not even the like, because we can hook up. That's not the problem. It's you're trying to play games and hook up, and it's just like.
That part.
No.
Yeah.
That's not where
it's like, we want honesty. Well, that's
it. Yeah. Just honest. Be honest with me. If this is what you want, cool. We can work it out. But you're playing games and you're kind of telling me something else.
Right.
That you want something a little bit more. And I'm like, I can compartmentalize to be something more if that's what you're telling me. But you're telling me this and then you're lying.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. So, it's a little bit more hookup culture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, there are people who like have had long-term relationships that met on Tinder.
Yeah. I actually, my first situationship relationship was someone who I met online, and we were doing that for like 2 years.
Yeah.
But kind of was introduced to polyamory through that, which, so I guess I kind of found like a polyamorous person who like fit my needs at the time through a hookup app. So yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Somebody that I was talking to, you know, he's like, oh, women say that they're into polyamory, but they're really not. Like, it's just kind of like I'm going to say that I'm into being poly. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to be the right one. And that it's just going to be me. Mm-hmm. And it's not even about having your cake and eating it, too. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, I feel like different people can open different parts of you that not everybody can.
Mm-hmm.
And this old way of thinking that one person in your life should be all of these things to you is very outdated. It's very taxing and tolling on a relationship, on any person, whether it's male or female, you know, queer couples, whatever it is. Like, when you have such a high expectation, like, that's almost like you're setting somebody up to fail. They cannot be all of the things.
Right.
And nor should you want them to be all of the things. Right. But then that's when you get to decide, you know, who you want to be with, who you want to relate with, who you want to engage with. And a lot of people also settle.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to a radio show this morning, and it was like, oh, this girl called in and she was like, he's the perfect man. Everything is great. And then now I'm finding out that he doesn't want to have sex until we get married because he's super religious.
Oh,
wow. I was like, don't do it, girl. Do not go in blindly into a marriage that you do not know if you are sexually compatible with a person.
True. Yeah. You always got to take it for a test drive, yo.
Yeah, because you have to, like, you can be the best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You could be fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. You can love each other and be devoted to each other. But if the chemistry is not there,
it's not going to work.
Boy. Yeah.
And I come from a background where that's very common. So, like, very Christian, very all that. And so growing up, that was the standard. Like, you wait till marriage.
Yes.
You do all this stuff. And every time I tried to question that, it'd just be like, no, like, God will find you a compatible person who's going to fuck you and dick you down. But the whole time you can't send a dirty text. Like, that makes no sense. Like, you know, so it's just like, how? it's such a thought process, because it's really that. Like, there are a lot of people out there who just like, I'm going to wait. I was that person too.
Right.
Just like, I'm going to wait till marriage. I mean, for my own reasons, but it just didn't make sense. And it was always that in the background of like, well, what if we're not compatible sexually?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you know, what if this just does not work out? So now I'm just like stuck here for the sake of a marriage, and I'm like not getting what I need.
And then you're going to start cheating.
Exactly.
And then you start, you know,
right. Just a, and it's just like, it opens so much, or you can just fuck them first.
Right,
exactly. Figure that out very quickly.
Exactly.
I think you have to. Yeah, I think you. I mean, you got to take it for a test.
You have to.
You know, we got to. We got to pull in the
spoiled. Like,
right.
Like, you know, like the cow for free. But what if it's a spoiled cow? Like, you know, I just want to know. I'm just saying.
Right, you're right though. That's very true.
We got to bring in.
Excuse me. Sorry.
We have to bring in the men from Just a Dope Pass podcast into this episode too, because, you know, we did an episode with them and TJ, we were talking about this of like the fuck boy situation. If we're going to fuck, there's a different set of questions we should ask versus don't pretend you want something with me when you're just trying to fuck.
That part.
Like, there's no need for that. Yeah. And then he so calmly and casually, TJ, the way he does, he said, but what if we just start off fucking and then we just see where it goes? And I was like, you're right, though.
Yeah.
Like, I have no problem with that.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. I mean, because look, that's like I'm sorry. That's like a fantasy, too. Well, I mean, for some, it's fantasy where it's like meet somebody and just like, boom, you want to make out and just get it on already, you know? And I don't think that's wrong. You know what I mean? Like, it's because you're vibing.
The attraction.
It's the attraction and you're vibing. You're getting to that point where you're letting go, that you're willing to have sex and give it up. It's like, That takes a lot is what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? So there has to just be some kind of connection there for you to, you know, go that route. You know what I mean? Off the bat, you know? And I don't think that's wrong because, you know, you can then say, all right, you know, get to know someone or, you know, you're going to be high off of that interaction itself already. So then, you know, your hopes are up, you're excited, and then you just take it from there. I think I don't see anything wrong with that. But then there are those that after that it was just like, all right, I just wanted to fuck and that's it, I'm out. You know, so then there's it, that too.
And that's okay, and depending then, on the terms that you
true yeah
you know yeah that you true. Set. But I wanted to get to you because you were just kind of like,
I'm sorry,
I don't know about that.
Only because, like, I understand it because I feel like, like, if you guys have that sexual chemistry right off the bat and that just happens, then okay, like, and you guys can figure it out after there, whether it was just a fuck session or whether it's something that you guys want to continue to, like, developing something. I, on the other hand, I have to, like, intellectually be attracted to you before that even happens. And so it's really hard to just be like, oh, like, I think you're attractive. You can be cute all you want, you could be handsome and all that kind of stuff, but if you're dumb as hell, like, I don't know how to do that. Like,
oh, you
know,
no, that,
like, you know, if you can't have a conversation like that, or anything like that, but that for me takes time, because the first time you meet me, I'm giving you surface level, right? Like, you know, like, I'm like, who are you? I'm trying to figure things out. Like, you know, I can't get to that part until it's after a few times or after a few sessions of seeing me or whatever. Then I can kind of get into a more like, okay, this is who I am type thing. So that never really works for me. And when it has, like, been just a fuck session or just like I meet them and I fuck them and that's fun and all that kind of stuff, I then compartmentalize them as just someone to fuck. Like, and I don't know how to, like, turn that back on.
That was one of the things that that I had asked too, was like, do men, but now you're saying you do it also, take people seriously who will fuck on a first date? You know, I feel like some people do that of like, put someone in a box of like, no, now you're just in the, we fuck and this is what we do. And I can't see you as anything else. And typically it's more men, you know, who, because societally women, you know, have more to lose with you know, our body count than men do. But it's interesting, why do you think can you tell me a little more about that? Like, why do you think you put that in that category?
Because I kind of separate sex from a lot of things, and I just kind of put it in its own box. And so I know it's like, not that it should be or it could be or whatever, but it could be like this whole, like, it's all inclusive. It's everything's attached to everything. But I kind of just like, know, like, okay, no, this is an act, like, action, like, we could just do this and we could just have sex and, like, I can just go by my day. And so if that happens and we haven't had any kind of connection where I feel like I need to think about you on a separate occasion or I have any kind of feelings towards you, I don't know how to just be like, oh, we fucked and now we can, like, do this.
So I'm just kind of like, have you ever had a situation where you had somebody in that category and they wanted more? And you're just like, bruh, no, I can't.
I have. And it's just like, ooh, like, I can't see them in that way. But also, I think it was because they weren't showing me the things that I need to see to even put them in the category to be in the section that they wanted to be in. And so that also is like a little wonky, because I'm just like, if you're not showing up for this side, then how am I supposed to put you in this place? Or, but then I ask myself, like, why do I have these places for these different things? And why can't it all just be, you know, why it is categories? But I'm just like,
No, I get it. You know,
that's okay though. Everybody, I'm sure everybody's got a box like that. Everybody's got categories. Everybody's got, you know, I mean, yeah. For guys, it's the same thing, which is sad that, yeah, guys will ask or want to know how many partners you've been with. How many kids do you have? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They start labeling and, you know, it kind of sucks. I mean, but.
It does. And that's why we need to stop fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to lead the way to the new paradigm. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we have to like mentally break to say, and not to say that you're wrong in what it is that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because I think for you, if you're down to fuck, you already know you've put them in that category of like there's nothing there. So that I feel like that's a little different where maybe men will be like, fuck, I really like her, but damn, she fucked me on the first date. And it's like, I can't date her after that. Like, I wish I could, but, you know, she gave it up. Mm. And, like, it's over.
I don't do that. I don't write them off if, like, we've had sex on the first night. I'm like, cool, you were just as down as I was.
Right.
Yeah. But I do put you in that category of, like, okay, bet. But that's only if you don't show me.
That part.
All the other stuff. Exactly. Like, I'm just like, so then this is the category you're in.
Right.
I don't know how to take you out of that box if you...
Yeah.
You're not,
and you definitely do not have to, you know. But when the judgments start coming in of like Rick, what you said, like how many kids do you have, or you know, this, that, or the other, that's a little,
absolutely.
Very patriarchy, and I don't like that. We don't like that in the new paradigm at all. Even though we're non-judgmental, you know, but these are things that we definitely have to start shifting so that. That things can change and we can just be more real and authentic versus trying to like,
I think, people need to look for that connection. Just how you feel. You know what I mean? When you really are into someone, you're going to make a point to always want to be around them or, you know, vibe with them, connect with them, keep in touch with them and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those are the ones I think you want to pay attention to. You know what I mean? But, you know, you know, it sucks that there's just also all these things that, you know, go with that, you know, that keep you from finding your one or, you know, having that fun or, you know, but you know, we got to keep trying, you know, I guess that's what
it is. Got to keep trying.
That's for damn sure.
Still got to keep trying.
Eventually you will find one or that one will, you know, change his ways.
Yeah.
And you can be like, all right, I fucked with you now.
Well, and you know, for me, it doesn't have to be one. It could be many.
Okay.
It could be a couple. It could be, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever's happening. So I asked a couple of questions on my Instagram Live, one of them being like, should people still ask you what your body count is? Mm. And that was one of the things that really threw me into a loop when I got into the dating app world. And one of the first people that I met was like, very similar to me, very open, very non-judgmental when it came to like sex and intimacy. And then the person I met right after him was just like, oh, so like, how many guys have you slept with? And I'm like, wait, fuck, I thought the new paradigm was like this other person that I just met. Mm-hmm. And now you're taking me right back to this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I had only slept with two people. Mm-hmm. In my life. So it wasn't even like I was ashamed that, oh my God, I'm a slut or I've slept with so many people. It was none of that. It was more the fact that he even asked that question was just like, we're not vibing. This is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple people have asked me that.
Mm.
And I'm just like, where are y'all coming from?
Yeah.
Like, we just shift some mindset.
Mm.
Overwhelmingly on my Instagram story, the response was like, no.
Yeah.
There was a response that said, if we're going to both be honest.
Yeah.
One of them said, fuck that. I'm always going to lie. Fuck that. I'm still lying.
Yeah.
I'm still lying. Because I think for women, it's looked at very differently.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you say like, oh, I don't know how many guys I slept with, you know, people are going to pass judgment on you. And that's old paradigm shit. Don't be old paradigm.
I mean, why even ask the question? I mean, it's the past. You know what I mean? Why are you worried about the past? You should focus on what you have in front of you with that person and going ahead and this next journey.
I ask because I'd be nosy. And I just be wanting to know.
Just wanting to know. Okay.
I just be wanting to be like, so.
But what's your wanting to know? Yeah. Is your wanting to know because of how much sexual experience they've had?
Sometimes.
You know you're going to have like, all right.
Sometimes I feel like because when I entered the sex world, everyone had so much more experience than me. And so asking that question, well, like, how many women have you been with? Like, it's just like, ooh, am I dealing with a veteran here? Like, or am I also dealing with a beginner? Like, you know, and it's just like, okay, like, well, are you going to teach me something? Do I get to learn something from this? But then as I started on my own sexual journey, I was like, it doesn't matter how many people I've slept with, even if, because you don't, you take different things from different partners.
Right. Yes.
And sometimes it's not good things. Like sometimes you could have sex with multiple people and it's just like,
did
you learn anything? Yeah. Like, you know, like, okay, like that one versus that 10, that five, that whatever, does it even matter at the end of it?
Right.
But sometimes I just be like, what's your number, though?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I mean, yeah, that's true. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. Right? But I understand not asking, too, because you know, because it does have that judgment on it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, fuck your judgment, honestly.
You know,
yeah.
Which is why it's why I trip out why you guys would even ask that. You know what I mean? Because that's like already, you know, you know, you're already kind of like setting yourself up for failure. Yes. In a sense.
It depends, like, why you're asking, because you're asking from a place of non-judgment and curiosity.
Yeah, no, I just be yeah, wanting to know.
Which is like, okay, I just like, oh, how many? You don't even know, 50?
Right,
what?
Exactly. Like, I'd be like, okay.
This is going to be a good ass time.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, what's we doing? Like, you know? But,
right.
Like, I just said it. Sometimes versus
right versus the judgment part of like, fuck, she's been with this many people, I'm not going to be able to perform, I won't be able to satisfy. I've also been in situations where I get asked, when was the last time you had sex?
Oh, I think one person has asked me that, and that was a weird question, because that was a weird question. I was just like, why the fuck?
I'm like,
that's weird. It is a weird question.
It was like total vibing. We were like, just had started texting, getting to know each other. The vibe was like really good, and then he asked me like, when was the last time you had sex? Yeah. And I responded with, you know, I'm in a place where
currently, actually, I'm texting you on a dick. So if you want to know. Like, what's up?
I'm actually writing Kinky Boo currently? Right now. Thank you. But you know, my response was like, I'm in a place where I'm wanting to really own my sexual journey. And he said, well, you don't have to answer. And I said, no, I want to own this. I said, it was last night.
Yeah.
And then I got a thumbs up, and that was it.
He said, bye.
And I was like, oh, thumbs up. He likes a thumb in the ass. Okay, maybe. Nope, I was wrong. That was it. I had another situation where I was literally with a guy. Like, we were about to have like intercourse. We were naked. I was on top of him, and he said, when was the last time you had sex?
Why do you want to know in this moment?
And I was like, bro, I'm here with you, dog. Yeah. I'm naked on top of you.
Yeah.
Why y'all want to know about other dudes or other females? Like,
and that's questionable.
Let's be in this moment. And as soon as I didn't answer, I don't remember, had maybe was like a month or something, but I chose not to answer. I could tell like the energy completely shift, because his mind went to like, oh, she's a hoe, or it had to be soon, or whatever. And his like level of interest just totally like went like,
well, let me
not
take
good.
Me and my bomb ass body and get the Thank fuck you. Off of this and leave, because why like, the hell are you asking questions in the middle of this?
I was thinking,
is this where your mind is right now? Right. Like right now
you're thinking of the last man
right now.
You should want me to be thinking about your dick,
exactly,
not anybody else's dick.
Right,
one that was potentially better than yours. That's insecure. I don't
that
like
is.
It.
That is. And it's like, you don't. Okay.
No.
All right. We deserve. Bye.
We are not here for that.
Yeah.
We're definitely not here for that.
Mm-mm.
We also asked the question. Oh, man. I'm fucking blanking. We asked another yes, no question. Oh, that one. Like, when was the last time you slept with someone? We had a mixed review on that one. We had a couple of people say yes. But then we had people say, like, no. If you're concerned about, like, health or whatever, you ask for, like, when was the last time you got tested?
You got tested. That's a different question.
Yeah.
Damn.
You need a shot, girl. Shot time.
I need a dick.
Oh,
I'm drinking water. Y'all are drinking shots.
Yeah, shot time. Shots. Salud, salud.
Also
Es un tequila.
So this leads me to this new idea of a new paradigm. It, again, it's not something that's here now. We are literally forging the path for this. And I got this great tip. I don't know where it came from. Otherwise, I would give them props. But it was somebody in my school group. And she said, I like to play a game. And it's called RBDSM. And I was like, oh, BDSM. You got me already. I'm intrigued. Let's discuss.
I like those letters in any kind of form.
So. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So she says that what she does, like when she's on a first date or getting to know someone, it's this game. And so you basically go over all of these things. So R would be relationship status. So you talk about like, are you single? Are you poly? Open? Are you queer? Straight? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you identify? And what is like your relationship status at the moment? Because interestingly enough, you know, you have to ask people nowadays if they're married.
Yeah.
Because you can't just assume people out here are single. And a guy just asked me that the other day. He's like, so what's your story? And I was like, well, what chapter do you want? Like my, oh my story. God. Like what I chapter do you want? Question. Yeah. And he was like, well, are you married? Do you have kids? And I was like, am I married? Why would I be talking to you? Mm-hmm. My relationship. Well, maybe I do say that I'm open in my thing. I don't know. But you know, you have to ask nowadays. Yeah. So that's the first one is R, relationship status. And you discuss that. B is boundaries. So it's like, what are your boundaries for this date?
Okay.
Even like, okay, I don't know. What would you say a boundary would be for a first date?
As of recently, it's been not to sleep with him on the first date.
Okay, yeah. So no sex on the first date. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So RB, now the D is like, what are your desires for tonight, for this moment? What are your desires for us connecting, us dating? Like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for intimacy? Are you looking for companionship? Mm-hmm. Are you looking to just hook up for the night?
Yeah.
So what is it that you're really wanting from this? The S then is sexual health.
Okay.
So then that's when you get to ask, like, how often do you test? Mm-hmm. What's your status? Mm-hmm. I had a guy just the other day tell me, like, you know, after like we were connecting and he was like, oh, I just want you to know that I have herpes. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, great. Thank you for telling me that. And there was no shame. Yeah. There was no judgment. It was like, okay, I imagine that you know how to maneuver.
Yeah.
You know, safely around, you know, when you actively have herpes. And he was like, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. So sexual health, we discuss those things and we don't shame. New paradigm, there's no shaming. Shame here. No. RBDSM. That last M is like meaning. Like what is it that you're looking for in this interaction? Mm-hmm. Like, are you here to like get to know me more deeply? Mm-hmm. Are you here because you're open to a variety of different interactions? Mm-hmm. Maybe then you can go back to the other things around like relationship status and whatnot. And then you can add aftercare. Mm-hmm. So, you know, very similar to BDSM, you know, aftercare is a part of that practice. And it could be anything along the lines of like, if we do end up being intimacy tonight, I would like for you to follow up with me the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, or can we debrief this in a couple of days? Okay. You know, like in the next 3 days, like something that I need from you or I would like from you if we do get to that point. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, man, when she said all this and I literally like what she said is what I'm saying back to y'all.
Yeah.
Damn. I was like, this is great.
That's a great conversation.
Because one, it's like you it comes off as like it's a sexy. It could be very sexy game. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. First date, okay, we're playing RBDSM, baby, and they're all going to be hot and bothered BDSM. Already. Like, oh, shit. Well, they're either going to be hot and bothered or scared. They're like,
no. I'd be scared.
They're like, oh, I'd be scared. Shit.
You're like,
oh,
you're like BDSM?
Yeah. Like, wait, what? In public? And
right? So
you
it'll
just
be.
Have handcuffs in your car?
My handcuffs broke.
Oh, just new ones.
Sad face.
Just
I know.
He just need rope.
Yeah, I
mean, there's a lot of things you could tie some things
there's
up
definitely
on.
A lot. Yeah.
T-shirts, belts.
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead. I've been, you know, it's so interesting because I was telling my sister this other day that I was like scrolling, I was gonna watch porn, mm-hmm. and you know, all the like boxes come up of like the different, and there was one that really like caught my attention, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to watch it at the moment, mm-hmm. but it was like I'm not gonna say it.
No, say it. I'm like, we're pro porn over here, so
I will show you after the show. I took a screenshot of it, okay. And I imagine that on the other end of what was shown, the person was tied up, so it was mm-hmm. like very intriguing. And then the next morning, I thought I had put in my hidden file. Clearly, I didn't. Mm-hmm. And to drop my kids off, I have to show like their QR code. And so it's like, I'm like,
you're like,
I scrolled the wrong way, guys. I did. I fucking scrolled the wrong way. But
oh, man.
Your girl kept a straight face, like if nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And I just went right over. Mm-hmm. And well. Luckily, I don't think my son saw anything. He would have probably reacted. I don't know if the school lady caught it. There's a lot of dicks. Let's just say there's a lot of dicks.
Shit. But she probably did catch it and she was like, ooh.
She was like, all right.
And yeah, she was like, okay.
Said, all right.
And then I'm like, tune in to Sexual Frequency Wednesdays at 9:30.
9:30, girl. Got
you covered. You can learn a lot. Okay, so that's how the tying up thing came. I don't even know how I got there from all of this, but BDSM and being scared. Mm-hmm. Right? So going back to this, though, it's like, I feel like this is a really great fucking tool.
It is.
Because it opens up the door to so much genuine conversation. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, around sex, but yeah, it's very much around intimacy. Mm-hmm. It's very much around, like, what is it that you want?
Mm-hmm.
Going back to what I said earlier in the episode, it's like not knowing what we want. You know, yeah, one day wanting a bae, one day wanting a boo, one day wanting a fuck, one day wanting to be by ourselves.
Yeah.
There's so much confusion. There's so many options. You know, nowadays, like, you can swipe on someone, and if they don't like you, it's like, cool, I got 10 messages from other people,
exactly,
like, waiting for me, like, at the ready. So I really like this. I hope that you guys take this as a tool to use.
No, it sounds amazing. I'm like, yeah, I want to do this now. Like, I'm like, what's happening?
And aftercare.
Yeah, and aftercare.
I love the aftercare part.
Yeah.
I was also listening to this couple, and they spoke something very, very similar in the sense of before they're going to be intimate with each other. And I think this is a little more of like a tantric practice, mm-hmm. where, you know, you're one with each other. Mm-hmm. And it was something about along the lines of creating a bubble.
Okay.
And you talk about very similar. It's like, what are your desires?
Mm-hmm.
What are your fears? And what are your boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
And you get to talk about all of those things. Mm-hmm. And they actually ended up being married after this. And she's like, the first time that they hooked up, the woman was like, what I said to him was, I'm looking for somebody to dick me down consistently.
That's it.
I mean, is that not what we want?
Request,
I mean, it really is.
It sounds like it's a simple request. But
it really is.
But okay.
It really fucking is. Really is. And
that's a great request.
Yeah. And you know, that goes back to what TJ said. Can we just, what do we start fucking and that feels good? And mm-hmm. then we see where it goes from there. And they are now married. They've mm-hmm. developed this whole like school and institute where they teach couples and women and men to, you know, have this intimate relationship with each other through like tantric practices. And I thought that was great. And then this came into my life and I was like, so, I am open to receive all of the tools.
Love it.
I'm open to receive all of the tools. And I hope that you guys, you know, will use it if you feel that it could be helpful.
I'm definitely going to use it. I've never even like, which I think just kind of like showcases my inexperience in a little bit, but never even heard those questions or even like thought to ask those in like, you know, seeking a different partner. Yeah. Like, can we talk about our boundaries on the first date? Like, should we talk about these things?
Right?
Like, you know, like I am someone who's very much like new to asking for consent in like a whole bunch of different areas because I'm very much like, I enjoy the spontaneity of things. I like the fact that if you want to just like randomly kiss me, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I think that kind of like puts up the barriers for that. But then I understand why they're there because sometimes things can go like further than you like them to.
Right.
And so, yeah, so those different kind of questions, they make sense.
I love it. And practice that. Yeah. And not just that, I feel like this can be really healthy even in your current relationship. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how long you've been in your relationship, but, you know, maybe for the exception of the sexual health, if you're the only one being, you know, if you're monogamous or whatnot, you can throw that one out the window. But, you know, this can even be useful in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And you touched on something that we wanted to talk about because it was the reason why I invited you to be a guest on the show, not just because you're so motherfucking fabulous, but because there was something that it was a story, and I can't remember the story, but it was more like the struggle of like when you meet somebody or when you're going to date somebody.
Oh, yeah. Like, when you're like, at what point do I reveal my freaky side without them, like, you know, being a little like, oh, like, do I just send this? Like, you know, I remember.
Yes. Yeah. Because then something that I've noticed is that when I do say things like that, because people will ask me, well, like, what is it that you do? And so I'm like, oh, I have this show. And and then it's like everything they want is to revolve now around sex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like sex positive doesn't mean that I want to like fuck you or fuck anyone all the time.
Yes.
Like I could be sex positive and you could be sexy as fuck. Yeah. And I could still not want
that
to fuck you.
You're not that easy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mind being easy.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, you don't want to, you know. That's for you, but I'm saying that's for you. You know, you don't want to come off as, you know, easy either.
But like, does it come off as that if you reveal your freaky side? Just look like,
no, I don't like, think it know? Does. You know, I don't think it. I mean, to be honest, you know, talking about things like that, you know, you gotta, I mean, you gotta, I just feel like, when you talk about it, it's a conversation. You know what I mean? It's you're getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. You're learning something about them. Mm-hmm. And you just, you know, you go with the flow, you know, ride that vibe.
But see, I feel like that kind of like goes back to it has the same stigma as like asking for a body count.
Yes. Yeah.
Like it has that same thing when you reveal a little bit too soon, like, oh, like what you trying to do? Or like just even like hint at it. Then it's all of a sudden like,
you're trying to come over.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, you're trying to do that. It's like, no, like I'm just letting you know that like I'm into all of this stuff. And like we can like, you know, figure this part out. Like, you know,
right.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes it like leads into the other side.
Yeah. I mean, I remember there was, gosh, this one person, and it was just like so sexual. The connection was like so sexual. And I was like, okay, I need to ask another question. Mm-hmm. And it was mutual, right? It wasn't, you know, like it was him more than me. But I was like, okay, what's the last three artists that you listen to? Because I need to get in a space of seeing you in a place that's not just this. About sex, even though I'm so attracted to you and I'm like, I wish I could fuck you right this moment. Let's explore all of the other things or other ways, right? But I want to go back to what you said, Rick, because you said you don't want to come off sounding easy.
Yeah, well,
tell us more about that from a like, male's perspective.
Yeah, just like, you know, because you were saying, hold on, I'm getting feedback here. You were saying that, you know, you're down, but you don't always, you know, it's like you don't have to give it up all the time. You know what I mean? But just the thought of like you're down, it's kind of like a tease. You know what I mean? We're talking, we're flirting. So, you know, getting to know that side, it's like, I like that tease. It's like because then now it's like, ooh, I'm interested. Ooh, like I want to know more. Mm-hmm. And the more you know, the quicker you get to know more, then obviously it's going to lead to that, to the next, you know, to sex or, or whatnot. So, you always have the power though too. You know what I mean? Like you can say, yeah, I'm down or I'm not down, or at least give that vibe of like, you know, I mean, you at the end of the day, I feel like the girl has the power, you know, it's up to you whether you're down or you're not down. You know what I mean? You can talk all the talk and, you know, get to know each other and whatnot. But at the end of the day, you know, if you don't feel, you know, that, you know, you're down
for
it. If you're not feeling it, there you go. If you're not feeling it, you know, don't be about it. It's cool. Talking about it is cool. You know what I mean? But it gets the guy kind of going, like, you know, like, all right. You know, I kind of know what I'm working with. But then there are some guys that, like, you know, the sad thing is there's those judgments and those, you know, people are always going to, you know, think that, or going back to like the, you know, the questions that they're asking, you know, make you, you know, but I don't know. I that's my perspective on
Do you feel, sorry to cut you off.
No worries.
do you feel like turned off by somebody who comes off that way? Is like, if you feel like, oh damn, she's easy.
Like, no, not necessarily. I mean, I think for if anything, it's more like a category. Like some guys might say like, oh yeah, she's easy. Right. And so, but I mean, you know, you still want to get to know somebody. So you're always going to, there's always going to be something about that person that's going to either like, you're going to like, or you're not going to like. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't always have to be sex, but the more you communicate and the more you like, you know, just kind of like we're saying, you know, throw it all out there right now, you know,
right.
I'm throwing it out there. You like what you see or what you're hearing, you know, get at it. You know what I mean? And if not, no big deal. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's I'm kind of lost right here. It's kind of tricky too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like but I think you still have to do you. You know what I mean? Be you.
That part.
Don't feel like, don't hold off because, you know, what everybody else says or what everybody else is thinking. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to still try and see how it goes. And it's at the end, it's up to you how you feel. And if you're down, you're down. And if not, you know, no biggie either. You know?
I would like to get to know if I could be the kind of girl that you could be down for.
Yeah, I hear that.
But fuck too, you know. Will you still be down for me if we fuck? What's that one song? It's like an 80s song. Fuck, I'm losing my train of thought. There's a lot of songs about if we fuck, are you going to call me tomorrow?
I was going to say, what's this?
The aftercare, girl? Yo, aftercare. I love that. RBDSM at the aftercare at the end. It's great. Do it in your current relationship. I mean, even you can even do this with friendships, you know, like what's your desire? Like, what do you want this to be? What are your boundaries? Like, I love this. I'm going to see if maybe I can put this on a nice little graphic and like,
that would be
put
fun.
It out on my Instagram. Again, like every week, this episode just flew by. I want to just thank Ray for being here because she's just amazing. I hope one day you guys will get to feel the energy that is Ray because she is just so fucking amazing. This is just the beginning of our friendship,
just
girl.
The beginning, honey. Yes. Just the beginning. We're at the tip.
I feel like we can have a really good time together, you and me, Ray. Yes, okay.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun. Girl. It's sweated up in here. But thank you to my guest, Ray. Ricky, always doing amazing with setting the tone. I love you. I appreciate you. Big shout out to the sick ass Furia that we highlighted in this episode. Frida Kahlo, trailblazer. You led the way, so many challenges in your life, and you still lived the life that you wanted to. Bitch, she fucked Trotsky. Come on. And possibly planned his assassination. I mean, if that's not a G, I don't know what is. Rest in power, Frida. You continue to be a role model for so many of us out here in the world, not just Latinx, not just Hispanics, but everybody throughout the world. You're a very beautiful, unique soul who just did so many things that some of us even now wish that we can still do. So big shout outs to you. And we're going to end the episode like we do every Wednesday with the wisdom of our ancestors, of my mama, who said, play with yourself every night so that you know your body and you know what you like. And this is Goddess Lore, Ray, and Rick Rock. And we invite you to find your sexual frequency. Come back next Wednesday, baby, 9:30 p.m. We will be here waiting for you.
That's right, y'all.
Yes.
Good show, guys. Thanks all for listening. And don't forget to share us with your friends.
Yes, and, Ray.
Oh, wait. Where can our listeners find you?
Please. You can find me everywhere at Ray's Rays. That's RAESRAYS on all platforms. So find me and slide in if you have some consistent dick on the way.
Hey, there you go, people. Come on, fellas.
Yes.
You're gonna want to find her. That's all I'm gonna say before I get myself in trouble. Okay, we will see you all Wednesday, baby. Bye. We love you.
Bye, y'all. Bye. Have a good one.
Thank you, YouTube.
Bye, YouTube.
I just be leaving.